means. It's les rendez-vous de la francophonie.
Check out rvf.ca to discover all the activities and contests happening across Canada.
Hey, do you want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
Buddies, humans, friends, animals, microscopic creatures, good day, happy Monday if you're listening live. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain in the land of Coast Salish peoples and on Simon Fraser University, still named after a British explorer of some kind. Simon Fraser. Anyway, this is a show about people, about music, and the things that are happening mostly recently in the world in terms of music. It's a two-hour show. The first hour spans the globe, showcasing new sounds, getting you excited about the world today, which is a beautiful place, of course, despite what you read in the news. And then the second hour is a trip to a specific country or region within a country, sometimes specifically, but this week we are traveling to Peru. We have been to Peru before. We've listened to many Peruvian bands over the years. 13 years the show has been going. 2010 11, I guess. 13 years. Let's do it. Okay, so Peru in an hour from now. I just got back from a trip there, and I heard a lot of great music. I met some Peruvian people who shared some music with me, so it'll be a pretty intimate experience. And yeah, featuring music spanning the history of Peru, a lot of huayno music, which is the music of the Andes. It's a beautiful, beautiful folk music. And then you got the chicha from the Amazon and the coastal fusion music, Afro-Peruvian, etc. So anyway, won't spill too many beans. We're going to start with some music. This is what we do. By the way, my name is Nick Legacy, and I'm the host of the show, the guy with the mic. And yeah, we're going to start with some Somalian music. You don't hear a lot of new Somalian music, so I wanted to kick it off with this very special piece here. This is an artist, Sara Halgan, who left Somalia for France in 1992 as a political refugee. Actually, where I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario, we had many Somalians as well in my classes in school. So yes, the exodus from Somalia happening in the 90s. But Sara has recently gone back to live in Somalia in her home city of Hargeisa, which is called the second capital of Somalia. There's a state within Somalia called Somaliland, which is, for decades, has been fighting for independence and recognition. But so far, the international community does not recognize Somaliland as a separate country from Somalia. Anyhow, in the city of Hargeisa, we have Sara Halgan, who's trying to foster a music culture there once again, and despite a lot of now, trouble over the years in Somalia, the music lives on, and this is an upcoming album coming out March 29th called Hidu Dawar. Here is the lead track, the first single, the first song on the record, Shut Off. So once again, Sara, S-A-H-R-A, Halgan, some electrified Somali rock and roll, for lack of a better term. Enjoy. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh!
Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, SFU, Student Union Building. It's a quiet place in the station, in the radio station, but there are students buzzing about, and we just heard a pretty swinging set of music. If you don't mind me saying, I'm just going to the background. So the last piece of music we heard, a band from Maastricht, the Netherlands, called Yin Yin, and they belong somewhere further east, and much further south. They play, at least according to their bio, and you know, you hear it in the melodies, this Southeast Asian-inspired music. It's got this tropical vibe to it, and yeah, like Thai, kind of like Krongbin, what they're doing, a little bit, totally different, but similar. Anyway, Yin Yin right there. We heard White Storm from their album Mount Matsu, which actually is more Japanese-inspired, at least the album cover, and yeah, the melodies are very, very Asian, in a sense. So cool stuff, some funky, tropical Asian music from the Netherlands, why not? And before that, we heard an equally funky band playing equally exotic music for their, you know, backgrounds. We're hearing them in the background right now as well. Speaking of backgrounds, this is The Sorcerers from Leeds, UK. See, one of the guys sounds Dutch. His name is Joost Hendrik. The other two fellas seem like old school Brits. You got Neil Innes and Richard Ormrod. So The Sorcerers, they were conceived after playing an Ethiopian jazz-inspired piece of music, recording it, and huge success. So they formed a band, and this is their third record, which just came out, as did that Yin Yin band we heard after that, by the way. The whole set was music from 2024. And yeah, the song we heard was He Who Kills With One Leap, from the album I Too Am a Stranger. So The Sorcerers, some dark and funky music with a bass clarinet featured very prominently, and a lot of percussion, a lot of ambient percussion, like library music sounding. It's like what I don't know, Europeans would imagine the jungle sounds like, basically, in an old film. So there you go. But before that, we started off the program with music straight out of Somaliland, the city of Hargeisa. That was Sara Halgan, who has a few years ago moved back to her homeland and making a name for herself over there. And hopefully we'll have a whole bunch of fuzzy, funky Somalian music in the future, if politics will allow these people to thrive. Hopefully they will. I mean, who doesn't love that music? But anyway, Sara Halgan, the song Shut Off, to start off the show. That's a record coming out in a couple weeks called Hido Daur. I do my best trying to pronounce all the languages. Not always great, but anyhow. That's music that we heard, and music that we will hear coming up next. Some compact discs, got some new releases here. And the CD library of new releases is smaller than it once was. Go figure, hey? CDs, bands aren't even necessarily making them anymore, but we got a few. We got some gems. What we lack in number, we make up for in quality. So coming up next, band from Ottawa, Ontario, my hometown, homeland. This is led by pianist, keyboardist Pierre Chrétien, who's also the band leader of the Soul Jazz Orchestra, who are fantastic. Perhaps the funkiest band in the land. But this is his other project, Atlantis Jazz Ensemble. I believe this is their second full length, and it's called Celestial Suite. It's on compact disc. Records as well, I'm sure. It is. So we're going to hear 8-track called Joyful Noise, and I would call this spiritual jazz, this band. Like funky, but jazzy, and doing everything right. It's a 5-piece band, by the way. So we're going to hear, yes, Joyful Noise by the Atlantis Jazz Ensemble on Wandering Rhythms Radio.